Saturdays with Jenny
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
We are going to talk to Dr. T. So, Dr. T, let's talk about this book. And I do just want to warn you, if you do have youngsters in the car, you might find it a little bit uncomfortable. So maybe, you know, I don't know, go and play golf or go and get a coffee or something like that. But on the other hand, I think it's a very, very valuable book. Dr. T, do you think it's, I think a 17-year-old could read that. Yeah. I think a 16-year-old could read it very, very happily, don't you think?
I think it's a very important book. Not easy, but very important.
Okay, so why is it important?
Because often when we talk about relationships and romantic attachments, right, we obviously don't talk to enough, I think, about the fact that in the pursuit of relationships and partnering and courtship, you may stumble across people who don't have your best interests at heart. So we've over-romanticized the idea of partnering, relationshiping, situationshiping, whichever, you know, option you are with. And I think most of us read books later in life and then realize that, oopsie, maybe that relationship with that, what I just thought was just an innocent thing with an older adult, they were actually quite predatory towards me, you know? So I think the book is good that younger people have access to it, so that when they, from the get-go, when they start establishing relationships and wanting to establish the relationships, but also coming to their own in terms of their own sexual identity expression, that they do know that it's not only red roses and all of that. There's real life, some harrowing experiences out there, and we just need to give them the tools. And I think what a book does is that it allows you to dream and find yourself in it without being prescriptive. And I think that different people who may read the book will definitely find themselves in it, but also very different important life lessons that maybe could have been learned 20 years prior. But it's always good, I think, for me to have as much information as possible.
Exactly.
And because you are in relationship with humans, and humans are quite complex and can be quite difficult and sometimes quite nasty people. So
basically we're talking about a 15-year-old mm-hmm. and a 42-year-old lecturer, and she falls in love with him, she thinks, and his influence lasts long into her adulthood. And there is absolutely no question from the get-go of the book, because we are not sitting next to her, but that he's a predator. He's a sexual predator.
He's absolutely through and through textbook-like predator. And often when you talk, you know, as medics, we always say textbook case. This is really one of those cases. And it, for me, what was actually interesting, immediately when you pick up the cover, right, it says, "My dog, Vanessa." So she's the dark one. And I found that he does a lot in the book where he's projecting, right, certain expectations onto her, and she just takes them on, and then they just become what she also desires and wants. And so even the way that they say, you know, Vanessa, 15 years old, when she first had sex with her English teacher, not when the English teacher molested her or harassed her or raped her. And I think I found so much in how women are framed in this book, and I found it very interesting with very tangible real life experiences, because I also do couple counseling and therapy for individuals. And sometimes it's only in the consultation room where someone realizes that, in fact, even within their marriage, they've never actually consented to sex. Sex has always been assumed that she's there and keen for, and desires of men and husbands are projected onto women, and when women are supposed to make that their reality. So we must always be in pursuit of being desirable. We must always be in pursuit of looking young and lustry. Oh my gosh, otherwise we will tempt him. And I find that that's, you know, the kind of same wavelength with the book, and very important, very important.
All right, we're going to continue talking about this. If you want to give us a call, you know the number. I'm going to take a short break.
Saturdays with Jenny
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
Let's just go back to My Dark Vanessa. So when we actually start the book, we've got a confused, not quite middle-aged woman, but we've got someone who is grown up, and she is still absolutely traumatized.
And this is the power, I think, for me, because often when we talk about experiences of violence, of trauma, harassment, and in this case, rape, that imbalance of power and then someone actually taking advantage of that, those live with you forever. Some may just learn to understand what has happened to them and try sort of, you know, get into a process of healing. But there's no doubt that this stuff stays with you forever. And that's why we actually need to go into prevention rather than just, you know, being concerned about survivor support. We need to be a place where there are no victims, where there are no survivors. And that can only really come, I think, with preventative measures. And information being one of them. I mean, Vanessa had no language, right? And up until she saw that rising in the Me Too movement, other predators being named by, you know, former students and other former colleagues, that she then thought, hold on, I thought I was special. I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And then starts that cognitive dissonance, right, where you, so much of who you are as a young person and how much you think your experiences define you, now gets into question. I mean, imagine your whole entire experience in high school, the person you thought was a lover, someone that you thought for you was your first time and you were probably their only one. It shows you how complex and how abusers create this web of deception. And I think we need to talk about the mental grooming, that before anyone actually goes into the actual physical or sexual abuse, there's usually a fair amount of psychological and emotional manipulation that enables that physical step up and harassment. And I think in this case, that's what happened, you know, enters the issue of the poetry and how, you know, she thought he's just sharing and, you know, because he finds her, you know,
interesting.
And again, in that little mind, right, you know, you are coming into your own. And so I'm sure at some level, it felt nice to have this adult attention who wasn't a figure of authority, who wasn't a parent, right, find interest in them. And I think there's a very clear line between teachers and their students and how they should have good relationships that are founded on trust and honesty and good communication, because that's what the school environment needs. To a predator who then takes advantage of children's various cognitive capabilities and maturation to then groom them and make them again into victims that they will only really confront later in their lives.
Yes, and sometimes with great difficulty. Would you say that this could, I mean, if she's 15, a 15-year-old, do you think that she would manage with this book? She would manage the content for sure, but the book itself?
I think they could manage. You do have some 15-year-olds, I mean, who already read my book and they did fine with this. So, you know, I think we need to read these stories in their own entirety and not overly shield children into stories that they can learn from. And I mean, I don't know about many people, but for example, I didn't attend any feminist theory. I didn't do an MBA in anything or Masters of Arts or anything that got me right exposed. I had to do that learning as an adult purely because of the work that I do. So whether you are a student, whether you are someone who's reading, in fact, for some gender studies or life orientation, I think it would be fantastic if you had young people in schools taking up some of this content for themselves, firstly, because it's important, but also to assist other people know that their bodies are theirs and affirm that, because many people are walking around without that affirmation.
Listen, so we are talking, and I mean, I gave this to Dr. T some time ago, so I'm really, really pleased that we've been able to discuss it. So the details of the book are My Dark Vanessa. It's by Elizabeth Russell, published by Fourth Estate, and it's freely available. Remember to go online as well as terrestrial bookstores, because prices differ a great deal. Dr. T, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Just lovely to see you again.
And you too, minus the mirror.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m.
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.